Hey everybody, it's your girl Aramoke Rose, and we are in the Goddess Lounge. I am so grateful to be back with you guys. Life happens, that's all I'm gonna say. But your girl been busy. I've been in my books, I've been focused, studying, connecting, networking, healing, and just doing so much. So, I had to take a step back and get me together. So please, please, please bear with me. I really want to touch on a lot of the things I need to say today quickly. I don't want to lose the things that Spirit is pouring into me at the moment. So really quick, if you are not following me on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook, please do so at the Goddess Lounge Podcast. Those are the platforms I use to make any form of announcements, presentations, and or services and products. Going forward, you guys, I'm about to take this podcast to the next level. It is very amazing to me. I've been doing my podcast for some years now, and it is amazing to me how so many good, informative, positive, encouraging podcasts are overlooked for the sake of popularity, for the sake of people that want to support people because it's not them or it's not their situation. But more importantly, people not wanting to hear something positive just because it's not the normal popular thing to do. My positivity is not a trend, nor is it an act. So like I've said previously, I'm transparent for a reason. And I believe in creating safe spaces for people to be themselves unapologetically. Because right, wrong, or indifferent, we all deserve a safe space. And I want you guys to be able to take the gems, the wisdom, the pearls, the downloads, the messages, hell, the affirmations. I want you guys to be able to take that and apply it in your life where you see fit if it resonates with you. I always encourage everyone, my clients could tell y'all this too. Always pray on it for yourself. Always divine on it for yourself. Always read on it for yourself to get that confirmation for you. Okay? I'm very, very numb right now. And I am numb right now because I'm looking at the world like a mother studying her own child. And I'm looking at it that way because, our children, those of us who have children, they are truly, truly our future. And there's so many issues happening, and it's just really hard to address it all. So I'm gonna tackle some things one thing at a time. But if I had to title this episode, I would title it Take Off Your Cape. This one goes out to my women. Okay, and we know why I'm dedicating this episode to the women right now. Men, no offense, but I'm gonna need y'all to have a seat and take the back seat on this one. Okay, women are powerful. We are creative. Our emotions are linked to our intuition. We are seers, we are healers, we are doulas, we are doctors, we are nurses, midwives, we are dentists, we are writers, poets, artists, vocalists, we are hell, we everything. Prayer partners, prayer warriors, pastors, preachers, evangelists, apostles, we are disciples, we are oracles, we are the sun and the moon. We're just all of it, okay? All of it. There is a place for masculine energy, yes, but right now we're gonna talk about the feminine energy. And the reason why I say we are all of it, we are powerful, is because if we were not, okay? Roe versus Wade wouldn't have been overturned. That bothers me. It bothers me as a mother to a daughter. It bothers me as a daughter. It bothers me as a sister. It bothers me as a cousin. It bothers me as a grandma one day, hopefully. It bothers me as just peer, as a peer to another woman. You know what I'm saying? Another person, it bothers me, okay? And I am frustrated with the system here, because how many forms of systemic oppression have to occur before we realize we have a real problem on our hands? A real problem on our hands. And the more alarming thing is, can you guys excuse my children, they in the background doing their own thing, but hopefully they'll be respectful and quiet down a bit. Please and thank you. Thank you and please. We have so many forms of systemic oppression here in the United States that it is hell, the world, but I'm talking about the United States right now, that it is scary. And I find it mind-boggling that when any of us civilians speak out on something, protest something, disagree with something, we're given hell. We are discredited. We lose jobs. We lose opportunities. We are shunned, and we are lied and labeled in our own community because we're speaking the truth. But you guys can nominate, vote, choose the most disqualified ass individuals to make a decision regarding something they don't even operate in. Then again, maybe they do. Maybe they do. Catch it. You have to be out your rabbit ass mind. This episode is not for kids, okay? But you have to be out your rabbit ass mind to try and tell women what to do with their womb. I am disgusted with this ruling. I am disgusted with a lot of things right now concerning our government and where it stands for a lot of reasons. But I'm not surprised, because they doing what they doing, what they've been doing. And guess what? They're going to keep doing it. Because this is all a financial game. This is all a game of money and power. A lot of people within our own culture will demonize the fuck out of African traditional communities and spiritual paths. You will criticize those who are in other cultures, those with Taino bloodlines who would operate from their traditional systems. But it is within those traditional systems that solutions are present. Because back in the day, if you had a situation and you went to go see mama or papa about it, there were ways to take care of things without stepping foot in a doctor's office, because the doctor was at home. Knowledge is power. Now, I could go in on this episode and rip all of those who had any form of hand in this overturn to shreds. But what is that going to fix? That's not going to fix anything. That's not going to help anything. What I can say is, we have a lineage and history within our own culture of herbalists and healers and Reiki healers and doulas. I had to clear my throat for that one because I want to be clear on that one. Doulas, midwives, nurses, doctors, root doctors, conjurers, teachers, right? Evangelists, preachers, storytellers, those who grew food, those who cooked for the community, those that the young ones went to for advice. The age of Big Mama energy needs to come back. That is what is needed for a time such as this. Elders and everyone up under them needs to come to a place where we are one band and one sound, because right now we need each other, not just as women, but as human beings. Because systemic oppression is happening all around us in every area of our lives, especially for those of us who are Black or a person of color. There are so many red flags that come with this situation. And the red flags for me is, what about the mental health of women who are going to be forced to have children that they will have no attachment to? We talk about postpartum depression, but we're about to enable the hell out of it. We talk about, you know, mothers who become mentally unstable over time, because they don't have the tools, resources, patience, or just the right skill set to be the mother I'm sure they would like to be to their children. And they end up snapping and harming them. Like, what do y'all think y'all about to see out here? We're about to see men trapping women and women trapping men, and a bunch of babies who are going to be born in the midst of chaos and confusion and dysfunction, which is only going to create more chaos, confusion, and dysfunction. So, truthfully, yes, it is a time for us to take off our capes for corporate America, take off our capes for everyone and everything else, and start healing our own community and start pouring back into where we come from, start pouring back into where we're, you know, start pouring into where we're going and creating safe spaces for our women, our young girls, and our little boys, because in a minute, they're going to be who's running the world. And millennials and Generation Z on one page. You know how scary that is for everybody else? It is no reason we cannot come to a table and have a real conversation that includes multiple generations to gain some type of understanding on what should be happening. This should not be happening. It is way too many people trying to play God, trying to play magician, trying to play universe, trying to play, you know, who want power so bad that you want ownership over the rights of a woman's choice to choose what she does with her body. We're just going to disregard the trauma that's going to come with that. I hope y'all plan on increasing salaries for those who are social workers, CPS workers, caseworkers, those who are lawyers, those who are, more importantly, teachers, those who are nurses and doctors who work in psychiatric facilities, those who are counselors. Because depression is very real. Anxiety is very real. Postpartum is very real. Suicide is very real. Rape is very real. Sexual assault is very real. And that the thing that that just bothers me more than anything in this situation is the fact that there are actually people who are okay with it just because they believe certain things should not be allowed. And it's almost like, how dare you? The truth of the matter is that this is a situation, and yes, I'm going to say it on a podcast, but this is a situation where going back into yourself, going back into where you come from, your lineage, your community, going back into the days where our parents would tell us the weirdest things, but we understand it now. Our grandparents would tell us the weirdest thing, but we understand it now. Like, it's so important. Emphasizing the power and the knowledge of reading and writing within our communities is so important. Encouraging education is so important, because guess what? I still got to get a piece of paper to even do what I want to do for my own community because that's how it's set up. I personally feel if you want to make change in your community, you got to get what you need so that you can navigate and navigate without hiccups as much as possible. It's not to say there won't be any hills you got to climb. It's not to say there won't be any mountains or boulders thrown in your path. It's to say you'll have the knowledge to navigate through it. This is a judgment-free zone. Whether you are anti-abortion, whether you are for it, it doesn't matter. What matters is, as a human being, our rights have been stripped from us, and we no longer have a say-so over our reproductive system. And that is utter bullshit. But when things get crazy and strategy is required and charisma is needed to smooth the situation out, the first thing they do is go get a woman. And if you don't know and don't believe that, hey, Bibles are free in hotel rooms. You could take a peek at it and learn something. We've won wars. We've delivered babies. We are scientists. We've built planes and flown. Like what more needs to happen before the world recognizes that without woman, without the divine feminine, this world will not function properly, nor will it be balanced. My greater disappointment is to see how some of these men are responding. You do realize that means that some of you who ain't in a rush to become a daddy may become a father anyway. And what's unfortunate about that is that, unfortunately, they get to get up, walk away, move how they want to move. Women, we're the default parent. We don't have the same option. And if we do choose that option, then we're ridiculed, put down, judged, and labeled. It's just creating more division, more confusion, more chaos, more households that's going to be very much single parents. We're not using our brains here, man. This is really mind-boggling. About as mind-boggling as the juvenile system. Like, you guys are really giving kids crazy time for non-violent, non-sexual crimes. We're really out here committing crimes against people because you want to sit up there and be afraid of someone that you feel is superior because you have your own lack of self-concept, self-esteem, and just overall lack in what you think about yourself, period. So your first note is to shoot. We have a high rate of wrongful incarceration, and most of the men, particularly Black men who are incarcerated, they're in there for nonviolent crimes. Non-life-threatening crimes. We got that. We got pipeline to prison. Don't even get me started on that. How they doing our babies. And last but not least, can we talk about the school system? If all of these areas is broken, why the hell is y'all focused on what a woman chooses to do with her vagina? Help me figure that out. There's so much more that needs attention, that needs funding, that needs support, that needs encouragement right now. There's so many other areas on this that needs attention. Like putting true and real mental health services back in the schools for these kids so that we don't keep experiencing all these mass shootings. Teaching financial literacy. Science is awesome. Why not implement growing a garden? If a child don't have food at home, they should be able to pick from there and take it home for free, for nothing. Because don't everybody deserve to eat? Don't everyone deserve to lay down in a warm bed at night? I am still looking at Southwestern High School and so disappointed at the fact that it could have become something bigger than a place to hold auto parts. It could have been something bigger than just another warehouse. All those classrooms could have housed women and children in unfortunate situations. It could have had a sector for men who got custody of their kids and they're struggling and they need help. It could have been a form of housing. It could have been a shelter. It could have been a free clinic for the homeless. It could have been a veteran hospital. It could have been so much more than what it is, and this is what we're doing. I can't speak for everyone else, but I have completely lost faith in my government. I know there's some special gems out there that will get there, that will make this thing right. But as of right now, what the hell are y'all doing? Y'all like a bunch of preschool and kindergartners fighting over crayons. What are you really doing? What is the end goal here? So yeah, I'm encouraging my women to take the cape off and to simply live in the present and set up their lives for the way they want it. But to take care of you first, inside out. We got a lot of people that are nurses in our community nowadays. And because of that, that means we have access to education. Doulas, that they can educate you. Herbalists, you definitely want them. That's top tier education right there. Herbalism is top tier access to everything you need. Because now we have to take care of ourselves. Men, protect your women. You protect your women by fighting for rights that are going to make sure they stay safe. Because we are more than just baby makers. We are more for something for you to do to get a temporary moment of pleasure or release from your stressful day. We are the foundation. We bring life into this world. We cultivate shape and grow it up. And when things get crazy, that same life always comes back to mama and always gets that wisdom that they need to push through and to be resilient. Historically, women have been on the front line. And if you're from the islands, you already know women don't hesitate to fight for theirs. I don't have anything against men who are protecting, providing, loving, encouraging, uplifting, and saying, hey, this is not okay. I got an issue with the ones that think we're just here to be their eye candy and their cum rag. I got an issue with the ones who are in churches and who preach and have all these things to say, but yet and still wouldn't know how to treat a woman if you gave them a manual. But let something like this have been given out for you. Let them want to not, you know, reduce your pain for an IUD and tell you it's going to be a little bit of pressure and yet it's the most painful thing you've ever experienced. Let them put y'all on birth control and y'all gain a bunch of weight. And they playing with your hormones. Let you carry a life with an actual reproductive system, like one that, that you were born with. Let you do that. I say that to say the amount of pain women have been going through since the beginning of times is completely overlooked, is completely, completely just looked down upon. It's like we're robots. We're not just here to clean, cook, and serve y'all. We have our own missions. We got soul missions too. We got goals. We got purpose too. We got million-dollar hands too. We can make million-dollar decisions too. We could run record labels. We can, you know, be professors, be doctors, CEOs. We do it all. And we do it all and have a baby and expect to keep doing it all, or a label to not be able to do nothing at all because we had a baby. Meanwhile, you guys can't even sit at a table and have a simple conversation about the pros and cons on making a decision on something that y'all asses don't know nothing about other than stick it in and take it out. Yeah, I'm not feeling this. Not one bit. So I'm going to keep encouraging my ladies to take their cape off and to trust their intuition. Give your energy to what is going to help you grow, what is going to help you feel and be safe, what is going to benefit you and your lineage. We, at some point, we have to stop trying to save a world that is committed to killing us off. That is committed to enforcing another form of slavery. Y'all, that press for extra life. And my thing is, there's so many foster care homes, so many children that already exist that need love, that need, you know what I'm saying, covering. We're just going to dispose of them and say, hey, y'all going to be stuck and y'all going to birth these babies here? Y'all don't have that choice? No, like, what? So this is a call. This is a call to all of my herbalists, spiritualists, all of my mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers, all of my great-great-great-greats, aunties, all of that. This is a call to all of those who are in the medical field and who are truly for our women, especially those who are Black, especially those who are POC. Those are the ones I'm talking to right now. All of the lawyers who understand that the platform they have is to really do the right thing, fight for the right thing. For the female judges that definitely disagree with this. For those in a position of power. This is my calling to all of the women who are in their peak of femininity right now. It's time for us to take back what they keep trying to take from us. Stop hypersexualizing us. Stop assigning tasks to us like we're just here to serve you. And understand that we're here to create and build with you. Because if we cannot have a say over the male counterparts, why in the hell should y'all have a say over ours? Because birth control should have begun with them. And we're not even going to touch on child support. Because they've perverted that to find a way to make extra money for the state itself. Y'all processing fees are bullshit. Got mothers and fathers fighting against one another over an expected amount that they don't even get because you guys took your pie first. Meanwhile, the kids are going months and months without what they need because you want to hold up what some fathers are actually doing on time and accurately. The system in itself is twisted. So, at what point do we do something about it or stop fucking with it? You're not about to tell me how to talk. You're not about to tell me what to do, how to move, and you damn sure ain't about to proclaim anything that is tied to my body. And that's on my mama. And I proclaim the same for my daughter. I proclaim the same for y'all daughters. Like, enough is enough. This is sad. And men, this should bother you. God forbid your daughter get in a situation where she is harmed or taken advantage of, or just partake in something prematurely, thinking she's ready and she's not. And she chooses that she wants to, not become this right now, not step into this before I'm ready because I know I can't handle it right now. You do realize now she's going to have to handle it. And because she wasn't ready and was already rejecting the idea that can bring on depression, that's going to bring on postpartum depression, that's going to bring on suicidal thoughts, even because it will. Dealing with anything before you're ready, if you don't have the necessary tools, maturity, and guidance and love and support to get through it, it'll make you want to fold. And then you guys want to overturn this with, look at the cost of living. Are y'all stupid? At this point, it's a bunch of kids running our country. And I'd be more comfortable choosing Day Day or TT or cousin them running our country than the ones we got now. Because the ones we got now, this is a game to them. They don't care because it doesn't directly affect them. If you're at risk and your health is at risk and your life is at risk having a child, what say so will you have? When you have to make a choice. What scares me the most is women who might get into the situation of, Dad, do we save the mom or the baby? They don't listen to us at the doctor when we say we in pain. They don't listen to us when we tell them something ain't right. And I swear almost all of the time we be right about what we say. It's very rare we wrong. But y'all could culturally appropriate us. Y'all could label us, ridicule us, promote ideas that only put us in the light of having sex with and disposing, being ghetto, being in the hood, poor, uneducated. We ain't been that in so long. We still struggle with that, but we ain't been that in so long. So quick to label and categorize and judge us. And y'all can't even see that the biggest mistake you've ever made was overturn Roe versus Wade. Now, I ain't perfect and I don't know everything, but I do know that it is very dangerous to put someone with no experience, no relation, not even a glimpse of knowledge of what it's like to handle a forklift without a certification. You're risking lives and accidents, correct? So why in the hell should any form of a man have a say-so on tools that he does not know how to operate? Most of y'all can't reach what y'all speaking on. But yet and still, here we are. So ladies, take the cape off, protect yourself, okay? There are many natural ways to take care of the body. Keep your body at a pace where, you know, it don't have to procreate if it don't want to at the moment. There's plenty of ways to shut the potential of being stuck with a child you were not prepared for, didn't want, or just right now at that moment was not the time frame you were going for. You know, there's plenty of ways to protect yourself. I'm not separating church and state in this situation. It is a woman's right to choose. Whether you agree with it or not, it's her right. Just like it's your right to get up and wash your ass every day. Just like it's a right for you to choose if you want to spend unnecessary money funding all type of wars, funding all type of vaccines, but don't want to fund the education system, don't want to pay teachers what they should be paid. Because at the end of the day, teachers are government workers, are they not? You don't want to pour back into the inner cities. You don't want to cleanse their air. You don't want to sit up there and put community gardens out for them that are actually healthy and GMO-free. On good soil. So for those responsible for turning over Roe versus Wade, excuse my French, but fuck systemic oppression and fuck you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because who the hell do y'all think y'all are? The level of violation that you guys just committed has spread a form of distrust that will never, ever change. You already messed up in other areas. The worst thing you could have did was add this to it. This was just the cherry on top. And the truth is, yeah, we should vote. We should exercise our right to vote. But when you educate yourself and you do your research and see how this thing really works, it's a hard place to be in. A lot of you will not like this episode and will not agree. And that's fine. I didn't ask for your agreement. You don't have to agree with me. I'm not looking for your validation. I'm speaking on a woman with 3 children. I'm speaking on a woman who has had C-sections. I'm speaking as a woman who has had to not be able to work and be on bed rest. I'm speaking on a woman who was sick 6 months of her pregnancy and lost so much weight. I'm speaking as a woman who has lost a child. I'm speaking as a woman who is a woman who has had problematic cycles that were too heavy since she was 8 years old. And guess what? All for them to discover after I had my first child that I had a blood disorder that could have been tested before, way before then. So I'm not going to applaud doctors just all the way just yet. The ones I know that are awesome, love y'all. Y'all know who y'all are. But the ones who, they just, it's some there for the check. And you'll know it. You'll know it by the fruits of their labor. If this is what you're going to do, Planned Parenthood, like, I hate to say it, but it's almost necessary. Our teenagers should be taught sexual health education. They should know what's going on in the body, what happens with the body. They should definitely know. They should definitely have access to condoms and birth control and so forth. Parents should be talking to their children and educating their children. Because there's so much more to sex than just sex, clearly. When we had people fighting over the rights of a woman's body. Who just saying that don't make sense. Because when do we become objects? Take your capes off. Get back to your roots. Know thyself. Woman, Heal Thyself is a great start by Queen Afua. I pray I said her name right. African Holistic Health is a great start by Dr. Layla. Sacred Woman is a great start by Queen Afua. I'm just saying, there's things that exist. Get it while they exist. Trust me when I say this. Those of you who know, get physical copies of all of the books that contain knowledge of herbalism, healing, anything that is regarding that's regarded as medically necessary, survival things about gardening, solar energy, all of that.
Okay.
Books, period. Books on math, science, technology, all of that. And the reason why you want to get that is because one day they won't be accessible. Digital books are cool, but it's good to have physical copies. And then make your own. Y'all, excuse my son. He playing. But make your own. And once you make your own, keep it in a safe space. And pass it down to your children. There's a chance that this episode might be taken down. So please, once you listen to this, please take heed to what I said and remember what I said. This hurts. So maybe if women stop saving the world, maybe if we just stop doing everything that we do and we start worrying about ourselves and other women and we stand together as one, maybe, just maybe, they will see how wrong they were. I don't expect, you know, I don't expect people to actually take heed to what I'm saying all the way, but there will come a time where this message will be remembered. There's benefits and consequences to everything we do, and that applies to our government just as much as it applies to us. And I know in my heart they are going to regret making this decision. And it's not even going to be because of me or because of any of us. It's going to be when things start happening in their own houses. That's usually how it goes, right? You don't care till it's knocking at your door. America's a sad place right now. So all I can tell you is educate yourselves. While you can go to school, while you can do the things that you can do to gain the knowledge. It's not even about employment at this point. It's the knowledge. While you can do that, get the knowledge. Take advantage of the free resources. And more importantly, network your ass off, because in a minute, we're going to be building our own village and communities. Y'all laugh at the ones buying up land. Y'all laugh at people like Drika Gates, but guess what? She's straight. She good to go. She got the whole setup. She homeschools her kids, got her own garden, source of food, got her own business. She good to go. She's smart. It's what she is. Queen Badu is smart. It's what she is. So that's another one that gardens and never hides. And she's also a doula. Like I said, there's, and I'm just using those because our generation, that's who they know right now. You know, the lace front, the nails, all of that, that's cute right now. But as women, we're going to have to tap into our lineages and into our spirit guides and have our moment of guidance to really, really keep calm and stay grounded so that we can navigate through this situation in wisdom and in heavy, 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 heavy protection. If I've offended anyone with this episode, I strongly suggest you pray about it before you choose to take offense. Because this isn't an attack. These are my feelings and opinions, along with those of others who are close to me and who carry the same tools in their body as I. This is a sad time. But we're going to make the most of it, because we always do. And the thing about knowledge and power and being chosen for certain things is that it can never be taken from you. Because it exists in you. I love y'all. Y'all be safe out here. And at this point, abstinence definitely looking like the best answer. Because if we get to talking about the quality of what's out here, we'd be here all day. So I love y'all. I'm happy to be back. You guys will be hearing more episodes from me, but I couldn't leave this alone. I wasn't gonna go into statistics, and all of that, because guess what? Everybody's talking all of that. I'm talking pure truth. I'm a woman, it's my body. You don't have the right to tell me what to do with it. And you don't even know what it's like to be a woman. I'm just not with it. And those who may have been women that have something to say about this, that feel like it's okay, I certainly pray you don't come into a situation where you got to figure something out and it's a matter of life or death, or it's a product of a situation you weren't prepared to handle. With that being said, love, light, clarity, and wishing you all of the chaos, because chaos clears paths, okay, and it gets you on a road that you need to be on. I will be back with another episode potentially in the next few days. So you guys stay cool and remember what I said, knowledge is power. Load up. Bye.